I'm going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is $100 radio. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. That's it. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? You like TV?
What? New thing, Jim. A television.
Oh, pictures.
Yeah.
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed for Satan.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about? Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise. He's kind. He is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, buddy. This is the state of New Jersey, and I don't care who you are.
You're listening to WFMU Uppsala College East Orange. This program is called Aerial View. And if some people are correct, it and this whole station may not be here next week. I've been hearing the rumors everywhere. It's in the air. They're saying that the rapture is coming. The second coming of Christ, and it may happen. Wednesday the 28th. I have so much to do.
I see it clearly. My whole life is pointed in one direction. I see that now. There never has been any choice for me.
It's a mystery!
You understand that these are the last days. It can't go on like this. God is coming back. His prophecies are now being fulfilled.
You have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Otherwise...
you won't be saved.
We're not trying to scare you.
No.
Do you understand the difference between righteousness and faith?
Why don't you tell me?
It's only by the grace of God you'll be saved.
But what if I lead a good life? Does it still matter if I don't believe?
Do you really lead a good life?
No.
You have to believe. If you don't, you go to hell.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
I used to think that, but then I met him.
Oh.
That's what we're trying to tell you.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in his name should not perish, but have everlasting life.
You can have what we have.
A personal relationship with the Son of God.
It's hard to believe unless you believe, but when you believe it, then it's easy. You just know.
What?
Him.
How?
Who knows? It just is.
Right. And I'm supposed to buy this?
No. It's a gift.
We know what you're thinking. It doesn't make sense.
No.
I was like you.
I doubt it.
No, really?
Like I said, I doubt it. I heard someone talking about the boy. Who's the boy?
Some people say that he's a prophet in the old tradition.
Some people say there's others like him all around the country.
All around the world.
What do you say?
I say trust in God.
All for the number. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, well, this is the second End of the World program I've done. I did one about 2 years ago. I can't lie to you folks. Who remembers it? I barely remember it. But back then we talked about what we would do if indeed we only had, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days left? You know, what if we were waiting for the end of the world? What if it was actually going to happen this time? The number here is 201-678-7743. It may not matter who you vote for.
It's coming soon. This year.
Ever since I was a kid.
I don't know. I think about all the bad things I've done. All the people I've hurt. The people I've disappointed. And I know there's no way that I'm going to heaven, if indeed it does exist. You know, they say when the end is near, there will be, Gabriel will blow his horn. There'll be 6 blasts on the trumpet, or whatever the heck kind of brass instrument he's playing nowadays. So, like, even if between the 5th and the 6th blast, if you repent, does that mean you're not going to go to the hot place? Can I just keep doing what I've been doing all along up until the moment between that 5th and 6th blast? And what if I count wrong? Hello, welcome to the air. You're on the air now.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
You're digressing.
But I digress.
You're getting too spacey.
What?
We have a question to resolve.
And?
Which is the better band?
I know.
The MC5 or the Stooges. Forget the end of the world. Say the world ended. We have to resolve this question.
You mean that this would be the question you would want answered?
Yes, especially
if we only had 5 days left?
I called last week. My name's Dan. And I heard at least one fool called after me and said, MC5 forever, Stooges never. And I must say, and I know you agree with me, Stooges forever. I know you wouldn't say MC5 never, but at least
okay,
Stooges
well,
forever.
Well, I'm guessing you don't mean that I have to haul the records out because you know what they sound like, right?
I know every song, but the person last week, it just shocked me that he could say MC5 forever, Stooges never. I mean, please. If you want to talk about an influential band, the Stooges have influenced everyone from the Pistols to Mudhoney to, you know, I can't begin to name. Well, who have the MC5 influenced except these pseudo hippies like Maskus or something coming out of Peace, Love, you know? That's about all they've influenced. I'm telling you, the Stooges have created the hardest
rock.
Well,
you know,
I think
if the end of the world indeed was approaching, if the second coming of Christ was going to happen in 5 days.
What album would you bring with you?
What bring with me where? I'm going.
If the end of the world was approaching and you had a little, like, cell to go into, you know, a little hole, would you bring a Stooges album or an MC5 album? If you had only a choice, they said this is it.
Well, it's definitely a Stooges album.
And which one? Funhouse, of course, right?
Yeah.
The greatest album ever recorded.
Absolutely. Okay, well, then we agree on something.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't believe the things people think are important. Hello, welcome to the air.
Okay, listen, I got to put my 2 cents in about the Stooges thing.
Yeah.
I'm a little older than the rest of the guys in the audience. I was there. I saw them. I saw them on the same bill. They were flip sides of the same coin. See?
Yeah, I would kind of agree with that. I mean,
the
well,
thing is, the thing is, that a lot of people now.
But which Stooges did you see?
68.
Okay.
At the Fillmore before it was the Fillmore.
All right.
The thing is, the people don't talk about or realize, oh, yeah, White Panthers, this, that, another thing. But the MC5 were, their politics were very important to the time. A lot of people now don't, through the filter of history, or it's what happened when they recycled the 60s. They took out the politics of it. People don't understand what the relationship was.
It's 60s light.
Yeah, exactly. It's 60s through the dentist chair. And the dentist chair, you know, light my fire when you're getting gassed in the dentist chair, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you think that the MC5 were committed to their politics, or do you think they used
them
as...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I knew those guys. I knew John Sinclair. I worked for an underground newspaper at the time. And they were definitely a party band into party.
Now, why did John Sinclair get such a bad rap from Iggy Pop and from other members of the Stooges, though? Why did they hate him so much?
I really don't know.
Were they just totally into their drugs and they didn't really care?
I think because John was really, he believed in the politics of the White Panthers, which was, you know, close to the Zippies and close to the Yippies and stuff. And, you know, as far as a band goes, I mean, they were both great bands. There's no taking that away from them. And maybe, you know, in retrospect, maybe like Iggy was, because he made a bigger fool out of himself, like at Max's and... You know, doing what would be considered like art rock or whatever you want to call it now, you know, rolling around on broken glass and things like that. He made a bigger name for himself. But at the time, the two bands were, I mean, the Stooges opened up for the MC5.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, like I say, I guess it's through the haze of history that people don't really remember or didn't have that experience of... I mean, they were both really smoking bands. I mean, really. That particular show where they, you know, they were both on the same bill that I saw them. It was phenomenal. It was just like a phenomenal, phenomenal show. And you know, now everybody, you know, they slag the MC5 and this and that and another thing. But
I never slagged the MC5.
Well,
if I had to put them in a 1-2 position, I would say my favorite would be the Stooges, and the MC5 would be a real close second. I would rather listen to the Stooges than the MC5 if you put a gun to my head
right. And
gave me a choice of two albums to listen to.
Okay. The one cut I just, you know, and I called somebody up once before. I think I called Bronwyn and requested this song. There's a song that they did called Motor City's Burning.
Uh-huh.
And it's rock and roll, it's politics, it's social commentary, and it's news. It's news of the time. And it was like, you know, everybody said, yeah, kick out the jams and this and that and another thing.
Well, that might be why the MC5 haven't carried as well as the Stooges, because it was of the moment and it was sort of in its time,
mm-hmm.
very important, but it's been passed over by the tide of history, whereas bands that, you know, choose not to be political,
mm-hmm.
and stick to sort of your basic boy-girl sort of songs,
right.
They seem to carry over better.
You know, the other thing, too, I think the Iggy hooking up with Bowie and Eno and those guys sort of gave him a different kind of credibility. He was like,
but how many Stooges fans like that, you know, Iggy from that era?
I don't think it's a thing about liking him from that era. I think it's a thing about that's maybe what contributed to his longevity and his,
Yeah, meanwhile, it was the other members of the Stooges that really made the band. This is like the same discussion I had about, Jimi Hendrix the other day, which is like, you know, Mitch Mitchell and Noel Redding were great players in their own right, and it was only because they were in a band with Jimi Hendrix that no one really sees them that way, as probably the premier rhythm unit of the 1960s.
And Buddy Miles. Let's not forget him. He was, you know, Band of Gypsies and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm talking about... guys who were kind of overlooked, and when you're talking about bands, and when people talk about the Stooges, they think of Iggy Pop and the Ashtons.
They don't talk about anybody else that was in the band, I know.
Yeah, so they get overlooked too, you know. But you know, what would you do if actually the Rapture happened next Wednesday? Never mind the Stooges or the MC5 or anything. What would you do if you had 5 days left and next Wednesday Jesus came back?
This is gonna be real corny. I'd like call up all my old girlfriends.
Call up all your old girlfriends and say what?
And take them out to lunch or something. Go out to lunch.
How many old girlfriends would that be? Would you be busted?
There's a bunch. You know, a couple, three or four, I definitely.
Did you do something bad to these women?
No, not at all. I mean,
you wouldn't get in touch with your parents or brothers or sisters or something?
Yeah, well, my father's gone. And yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, that's true. But that goes without saying.
Okay.
And I would go. The other thing I would go, I'd go to my safety deposit box and take out the blotter.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, that's where it's kept. Good to know.
Okay, dude.
Safe and sound, locked up.
Hello, welcome to the air.
How you doing? I got a good segue for you here.
We'll be the judge of that.
No, I accidentally was flipping with the radio knob, and I heard myself, and I like flipped out for a second. Anyway, you know, on The Simpsons 2 weeks ago. There was a heaven and hell thing. Homer invented his own religion. It was a really great episode. And at one point, he was in heaven. And
I haven't been able to see The Simpsons in like 3 months.
Oh, man, this was like my second favorite episode. My favorite episode was when they sold the nuclear power plant to the Germans.
Oh, that was... I saw that one. That was really good.
I mean, I like doubled over on that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, this was my second favorite. And there was one scene where Homer goes to heaven. And just, you know, on his way back... back down to Earth, like he passes Jimi Hendrix playing air hockey. And some guy's playing with him says, "Nice game, Hendrix." And they got this, they showed this, you know, black cartoon character with a headband, you know, dressed like Jimmy.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But you might be interested to know that I don't know how well that Stooges band comparison to the Jimi Hendrix experience holds up. Because, you know, basically, Hendrix used to tell Mitch Mitchell and Noel Redding what to play. He used to lay out the bass and drum parts. They were like extensions of his vision. For the music.
Oh, come on! No, I can't.
It's true. Those guys were.
Where did you hear this?
I'm a pretty big Hendrix fan. I've read books and read articles.
Written by who? What about the books that Mitch Mitchell and Noel Redding wrote? What do they say about that?
Oh, right.
What do they have to say about that?
Yeah, I think didn't Noel Redding say he actually thought he was a better guitar player, but you know because he liked Jimmy, he thought he'd give him the lead spot. You know what I'm saying, man?
Did he say that?
No.
Oh, come on.
But that's the kind of thing a rock star would say in his biography. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get that far into it to be reading books by ex-band members. I'll be honest with you.
I've never read a book. I have read a magazine article or two, though, and I listened to this radio show that was done.
I just can't picture Jimi Hendrix standing there in like Electric Ladyland saying to Mitch Mitchell, when this part comes up, I want you to go padiddle, to doom, 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 boom.
I think, look at it this way. I think you're thinking of it in terms of, you know, when those guys showed up in the studio, it's like, okay, let's jam. Here's a couple of changes I got. You know, here's a song. But that's not the way it was. Hendrix was meticulous and a meticulous composer.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all of those songs that he did on those records, I mean, there are like takes. There were takes and takes and takes and retakes. I mean, he like mapped them out. They're very, very intricate, some of the arrangements. And, you know, Hendrix was not like some guy, some wild, stoned out guy who just went in and jammed and played well. About it, but you know that music—it was Hendrix. It was out of Hendrix's mind. He was a very, very special musician. He was extremely innovative. He was like Charlie Parker. he was to rock what Charlie Parker was to jazz, which, you know, is like pretty much the top of the pantheon. You know, that's basically the way I see Hendrix. And, you know, the Stooges, hey, and those guys, they were hot bands. They were definitely, you know, I would say that while, you know, they're definitely not in the same league technically, you know, as far as music goes, they just, you know, their energy and, you know, their entertainment, those guys were just out of control. You know, I haven't listened to their stuff. I never got to see them. I'm a little bit too young for that. But, you know, anyway, that's my perspective. You should get back to The Simpsons, you know.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you got it.
Welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Sonny. I'd like to consider myself a friend of the show. And I whipped something out that I think you might find interesting. It's the guidebook, well, the souvenir booklet that came from the Woodstock Festival. And it was one page totally devoted to John Sinclair.
Okay.
And I can't read the whole thing.
So this has turned into a discussion of John Sinclair. Okay.
Oh, well, I thought it might tie in. But there's a little clip at the bottom that I thought was, like, pretty timely. It says, a political prisoner, John Sinclair is Minister of Information of the White Panther Party, respected poet in the contemporary community, staff writer for the Fifth Estate and the Ann Arbor Argus newspaper, and coordinator for Trans Love Energies, a group of six communes living in and around Ann Arbor, Detroit area. On July 25, 1969, John was convicted of possession of two marijuana cigarettes and was sentenced to 9.5 to 10 years in state prison at Jackson, Michigan. How do you like that?
Is he out of jail yet?
I would imagine.
Okay. Wow, so we got to get him on the phone. Okay. Someone somewhere is near John Sinclair. Have him call us.
Okay.
At 201-678-7743, unless he's dead. I have no idea.
Right on. Could I ask you a question, Chris?
Sure.
What's the name of your band?
It's called The Jungle Creeps.
The Jungle Creeps.
Yes.
Sounds good. I enjoyed both the guitar shows very much.
Thank you.
Okay, good speaking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris. I didn't want to have to call back again, but things were diverted away from the subject when this person brought in Hendrix and he dissed the rhythm section, which I agree with you, wrote their own tunes. Hendrix might have came up with the original music, but they wrote their parts. But the thing is, Stooges being a great influence versus MC5 being boring political farts. That's what it is. You can bring in, you could stand here for days, Chris. You could be on the air 48 hours and people could say, oh, the Doors are great, the Hendrix is great, the Pistols are great, the Ramones are great. The Stooges peed on the MC5 and the recording output shows it. And also, before I sign off, I'm not going to call back again. Like you said before, Stooges fans laugh at Iggy Pop's later career. Thanks, Chris. See
Hello, welcome to the air.
Probably call me Animal.
It's turning into a music show before my very eyes.
That'll put an end to these Stooges fanatics. The MC5 rule. I said it last week, I'll say it again.
Thanks for
MC5
calling.
MC5 forever, Stooges never.
Thanks for calling. This is really important.
The rapture's coming. We're all going to be transformed into spirit, don't you understand? We're going to the bad place. Who cares about that?
Hello, welcome to the air.
Stooges.
Welcome to the air.
Hi, my wife rails me because she sees the number on the phone bill, but I'm going to call anyhow. The rapture is coming. Let's go back to what they say about this. I don't know if I'm completely correct, but isn't there supposed to be 1,000 years of peace before we all get turned to dust?
Has there been?
I don't know.
It doesn't feel like 1,000 years to me.
Right, so that's what's supposed to come first, is what they say.
That's right.
Alright, well, I wouldn't sweat it then. I think who's ever picked next Wednesday is
way ahead, way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, their calendar's a bit off.
Okay.
Alright.
Thanks.
Alright, bye.
Welcome to the air. Why did you hang up? These are very important things to talk about, I think.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, what about Bob?
Bob who?
Bob Dobbs.
What about him?
Well, I thought he was supposed to come on July 5th, 1998.
I didn't know this. I'm not a...
You never heard of the Church of the Subgenius?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. I'm too busy.
Oh, I see.
To really, you know, get into it more, you know, probably. I should probably make a place in my life for the Church of the Subgenius. I just...
Well, it's very important.
I seem to have the time. I could use more slack.
Oh, yeah, slack's the best thing for you. Mm-hmm. I haven't been getting an awful lot of it lately, but, you know, Bob comes around every now and then.
So 1998, July 5th, 1998 is the date?
Yeah, that's when it's supposed to happen, you know. Okay. The X's come down, take all the subgeniuses out. You should listen to the show on Sunday night.
Yeah, I should. I just always seem to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for, you know, giving me FMU programming tips, by the way.
Right. Well, praise Bob, and make sure you send your $20 to the Church of the Subgenius, all right?
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi. Could I put a cap on this Stooges and MC5 thing?
I wish somebody would, yeah. Okay. Well, I want to get back to talking about the Rapture.
All right. Now, I don't know if anyone remembers Roger Dangerfield from FMU. Ever hear that name?
No.
Okay, he was the MC5 freak back on the station in 68. He lived for the MC5. He used to come on the air and play nothing but them. They're, you know, obscure singles, tapes, and the Stooges were around at the same time, but he wasn't a Stooges freak. But the whole thing is this: who's better, the Beatles or the Stones, in your opinion?
Oh, I couldn't choose.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. It's, you know, the MC5 were politically aware. They formed a culture in Detroit, you know, that caused, you know, like a cultural revolution, so to speak. Now, the Stooges, as great as they were, you know, more like comparing the Ramones to the Clash. That kind of thing.
Okay,
they weren't necessarily apolitical. Yeah, I guess you could call it apolitical. They weren't talking politics. They were talking rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
And the MC5 were talking politics and rock and roll. Now, neither of them is better than the other for that, but...
They're just two different things entirely, you feel.
Right, and
okay.
You can't say the Stooges were better, and you can't say the MC5 were better.
Okay.
That's...
I'm glad the voice of reason has finally checked in on this program. Thanks for calling.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey. Personally, I think both bands are really good.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, last week you said you were going to talk about a topic.
Uh-huh.
I missed the first 15 minutes of the show, so I don't know
I knew somebody was going to call me and ask me this. I knew it. And I was hoping I would be able to get away without having to...
Well, what is it? What's the big secret?
I was going to talk about the myth of female orgasm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
All right.
You did say something about
it. I think I did,
yeah.
Actually. But it was sort of nipped in the bud
by
people who feel that the audience is just too immature to talk responsibly about the myth of female orgasm.
Well, I feel as though most women fake it.
Well, see, we were going to have a big, long discussion about that, but I thought, you know, with the number of 12-year-olds listening to this program, that, you know, maybe the program director at the station was correct when he said, maybe you should, you know, plan that out a bit more, instead of just, he didn't say don't talk about it, he said, you know, plan it, and then talk about it, so we'll be planning that,
Okay.
We'll have experts and pseudo-experts, I'll be up to my eyeballs and experts on the female orgasm, and then we'll talk about it.
Well, they fake it so that we can get off them.
Get off on them or get off them?
One and the same.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Take it easy.
Hello. Welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
I love the MC5 and Stooges equally, and female orgasm is not a myth. And I was just wondering if there were other bands that came out of Detroit in that same period that were white and that rocked out like that. There were... seems to be many offshoots of the Stooges.
Well,
and
the Amboy Dukes were from Detroit. I don't know if you think they rocked or not.
Well, they just didn't hit the spot the way the MC5 and the Stooges did.
Mm-hmm.
But
we'll have to have a Detroit native call.
Yeah, well, I'd love that. I'm sure that there must be a whole slew of them out there.
Speaking of Detroit, the new issue of Motor Booty is like the best ever. If anybody out there is near a underground comic book store or someplace like a record store where they would carry that kind of thing, pick up the new issue of Motor Booty. There's an excellent article in there about it's actually a comic strip about Detroit and how people outside of Detroit view Detroit, what they think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And are you from that area at all?
No, I've never been to Detroit, in fact. But.
Well, I'm sure we'll have some people call in and tell us some bands and things that you will now want to run out and buy.
Oh, right.
Anyway, so what do you have to say about the rapture coming?
The rapture coming? There's no rapture coming.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, so let's see. You think that both bands are equally good,
mm-hmm.
and that female orgasm is not a myth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, am I right on all those points?
Right.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Good night.
And telling us that. Okay. 201-678-7743. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hiya, Chris.
Hi.
I think that guy had his facts wrong. It was Danny Fields, and he was an A&R man for Elektra Records. And he signed both the MC5 and the Stooges. and he had a show on FMU. That's when FMU used to play Strictly Stooges, MC5, Beefheart, Zappa. It was just great.
Oh, the Halcyon days.
Yeah, right.
When we all did Halcyon.
Right, that's okay. Oh, I don't know about that. Well,
okay.
Anyway, that was the only place you could.
I didn't
hear
know Danny.
MC5.
I didn't know Danny Fields was, an FMU staff member from long ago.
Right, right. That was him.
You could tell me that, and I'd believe you.
Well, he was.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, okay. One at a time. Female orgasm, yes, does happen. Although I wouldn't really know from experience. MC5, you should check out. There's a poet named D.A. Levy.
Mm-hmm.
Came sort of informed that whole school, and the Rapture, man. I think we got to figure out a way to make money off of that somehow, like T-shirts. I survived the 20th century or something like that.
Yeah, but the Rapture's been coming for many, many years now. It happens every couple of years.
I think there's going to be like a millennialist fever though that takes over the next 8 years.
You think that
people
by
selling their goods and chattels and things like that?
That we're going to count down to the year 2000.
Well, some people might.
Yeah.
I don't know about me. I mean, we're all going to be counting down.
All I know is if the end of the world is coming, I'm totally unprepared.
I'm
sounds like the end of the world is at your house right now.
It just ended. It's after the end of the world, as Sun Ra says.
Okay.
Anyway, bye-bye.
Thanks. Hello, welcome to the air.
This is from Lillian Roxon's Rock Encyclopedia from 1971.
Okay.
I'm reading. Some things take a long time to happen, said Danny Fields on WFMU when queried on the progress of young Californian singer-songwriter, and guess who he was talking about?
Young California singer-songwriter, male or female? Give me a hint.
It was 1969.
Okay.
Male.
Male. Oh, man. James,
This will be so embarrassing for FMU.
James Taylor.
To be associated with this, you're close. Some things take a long time to happen, said Danny Fields on WFMU and queried on the progress of young Californian singer-songwriter.
Should we have someone call and try to guess?
Yes.
Okay, let's see.
How are they going to know if they're right, though?
Well, you'll tell them, right?
Right. Okay.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Well, are we doing trivia now?
Well,
this is the most confusing show I've ever heard in my life.
This show is like life, though.
Right.
It goes everywhere at once.
True. Do you want to ask me the question, or can I just say what I was going to say?
Well, who do you think the singer-songwriter is?
It's
from 1969, young California singer-songwriter.
I don't know any.
It's an artist who never gets played on FMU.
Do you know the answer?
Do I?
Yeah.
You bet.
He's holding the book.
Why are you doing this? You just decided
to confuse you.
Trivia question? Arlo Guthrie.
No.
Like he's from California.
I don't know.
I could have told you he wasn't from California.
Well, I couldn't.
Okay, let's
Chris,
see if
this
fellow's
really confused.
Hello,
I do have something important. Hello?
Yes.
I would guess Jackson Brown.
He's right!
Okay.
That man wins the Living Room Ensemble!
Wait a minute, what do you have, three people on the air now?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's
That's
technology.
Great. How many can you get?
Three. That's it.
Oh, boy.
So you were going to say something really important, you said.
Yeah, it's pretty important. Well, no, it's really important, damn it. About the show with the female orgasm, I think you should limit it just to female callers. One,
you know, I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
That's an absolutely great idea. You know, I think that as males, we shouldn't even, we know nothing about it, you know.
Right. There
so,
you go.
So we should limit it to female callers.
Yeah, also because you don't get enough female callers. I'd love to listen to female voices, and there just aren't enough on the show. And if you just limited it to that, you could have long, more in-depth conversations. Maybe there wouldn't be as many callers.
Or we could talk about footwear.
True.
Okay, next week it will be the female orgasm footwear show.
If the world doesn't end.
If the world doesn't end.
Right. But I also wanted to say that I wanted to clear something up about the Rapture. I met a couple Korean people in front of ANS in New York, and they were out there screaming every day that the end of the world is coming. Well, not the end of the world. They say the Rapture. And what the Rapture is...
Is when the true believers will be transported
right,
up to heaven.
The good people will get sucked up. And then the rest of us will be down here, and eventually life will turn into hell on earth. And then then after that...
You mean to tell me they're trying to convince people on 34th Street in Manhattan that it isn't hell on Earth?
Right. No, it's gonna be worse than that.
Oh,
then
man.
After that, there's a...
It's going to be the Port Authority.
In a couple hundred years or something, there's going to begin the thousand years of peace. Then the end of the world.
Okay, cool. So I got some time to do my laundry. I'm glad.
The true rapture is.
Yep.
Okay, thanks, caller. You were saying, other caller?
Yes, the true rapture will be, I'd say, in about 4 years when there's a Blondie reunion tour.
Bad joke. Really bad joke. Hello, welcome to the air.
Why is this female orgasm thing a myth?
I didn't say it was a myth.
Who came up with the subject idea?
I think I saw it on the cover of Glamour, actually. There's a woman that sits next to me at
work. I didn't know you read Glamour or Cosmo.
I read it over the shoulders of coworkers.
Because
around the office where I work, the guys read sports magazine and the girls...
Just like the barbershop, huh?
Can I finish a sentence? The guys read sports magazines and the girls read Glamour and Vogue and Mademoiselle and Elle. And Young Miss and 17. And
you
not much
sound
else.
Like you have quite a bibliography of this subject.
I could tell you at any given moment what the cover story will be on any one of those magazines.
I thought only like rock fans and the guy that just called with his rock encyclopedia were that methodical, but I'm impressed.
Thank you.
I am. But I think you should allow everybody to call up because, I mean, it really puts it in a lazy framework, don't you think? You guys just sitting around... enjoying all these females calling up, talking about their orgasmic experiences, you know.
That's lazy?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, don't you guys, like, know what to do? I mean, don't you know what it's about? Don't you have an opinion on the subject?
No, will you show me? Teach me.
Well, I don't know if now is the proper time or place.
Please,
I mean,
please
if
teach
we want
me.
To discuss exact physiological and lingual activities, I mean, that's one thing. But.
Thank you for calling. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, FMU.
Yes.
Are you still, how do I get on the air? How do I reach the DJ?
You call here at 201-678-7743.
That's what I did.
You turn your radio down.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. I see. Okay, good.
Thanks.
I was calling up to find out if you were still trying to figure out the name of that California singer-songwriter?
No. Jackson Brown.
I knew that. Oh,
you knew it, and you're like 5 minutes behind schedule.
That's my life.
Oh.
God.
Sorry to hear it. It's really depressing. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So far, we're still in the realm of signs and wonders. But the rapture is coming. It says on the Bible, our bodies will be transformed into spirit. And then we'll be caught up in the clouds to meet God. The end is coming soon, this year.
Ever since I was a kid.
Hello, welcome to the air.
All right, Chris, this is the last time I will call. Because I want to ask you, personally, on the technical merits between the both bands, I know you love them equally, who was the most influential on future music? Was it the Stooges or was it MC5?
Answering the musical question.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, Chris, I have one simple little question. MC5, right? Kick Out the Jams. First song on the album, Rambling Rose.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody know what that's about? And why is he singing a high voice?
Well, Rambling Rose was done originally by, I forget who the original artist was that did Rambling Rose, but I think they were trying to approximate that somewhat.
The whole album is one of the all-time great live albums, but just the one song seems so out of place.
Yeah. I like it, though.
You like that.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello. Yeah, I want to talk about the planning stages of that female orgasm show you're talking about. I agree with the other caller about how, you know, you can only have a female perspective about that sort of thing. But I think what male perspective could be is how they experienced their, you know, partner having that orgasm. You know what I mean?
I think you're right about that.
So
it'll be quite an interesting show.
Yeah, as far
begin
as
begin thinking about it now, while we speak.
Well, it's as far as I go. I mean, I think he's right in that. There's no way a male perspective could know about sort of thing. But for me, it. You know, it was a long time before I was, you know, sure that any female was having an orgasm in my vicinity, whatever. And what happened to me was, you know, it was a girlfriend who we were open about sort of thing. We talked about this sort of thing. And I asked her, you know, when she said she finally had one, that, you know, what were you
And you sure she wasn't just trying to make you feel good?
No, who knows?
Okay.
You know? But
right.
I asked her, well, you know, so what was it like? What were you thinking about? And she told me that she was actually at the time thinking about Japanese food. So it really wasn't such a great experience for me.
Oh, man. Yeah. Japanese food.
So.
Okay, thanks for calling. 201-678-7743 is the phone number. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, I think the question that you should be asking is, what does a female orgasm look like? That's just my opinion.
Look like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll ask that next week.
Well, thank you.
Exactly. So, you can go to heaven without dying?
Yeah.
But if you die, then you can still go to heaven?
Yeah.
So, Daddy is going to heaven?
No, Daddy's already in heaven.
If we pray to Daddy, can he hear us?
Well, we pray to God, and God tells Daddy what we're saying. That way he can hear everything. Okay?
Tell God you love him!
I can't.
If you don't tell God that you love him, you can't go to heaven. Tell God that you love him, Mommy.
No.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
The rapture is not coming yet. It will be a long time before we transcend into the spiritual world. We have the female orgasm show. It has to be done. And we should get both perspectives, male and female.
Okay, well, do you want to give us a little teaser?
What would you want a teaser?
What would you say on the...
I'd like to know what a man feels, what he thinks that what a woman's going through. How can I put this? Let's see. Well, there's so many things that happen when a woman has an orgasm. And granted, it's not so physical like a man. I mean, we just don't go gushing. We gush on the inside, not on the outside.
Gush. That's a romantic term, isn't it?
Well,
gush?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'm trying to be... I'm on the side of a road. I'm, you know...
Okay.
I'm not exactly... I'm not at home sitting in my silk sheets.
Okay, I get you.
It's hard to get in the mood, okay, Chris?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But, yeah, well, okay, what's the term? Well, shooting, that's a man term.
I feel comfortable about using on the radio, which is why I think I was cautioned strongly against
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then how are we going to, then how, what's going to happen when you put this on the radio? How are people
I don't know.
Say,
maybe it'll mostly be dead air. I have no idea. Maybe.
Because then you'll have a problem because, then, you know, people are going to have to, like.
I have to have experts here. I can't have MC5 playing in the background.
Now,
if there's experts here.
Oh, and MC5 and the Stooges are the same. You can't compare them. They're like, I'm so glad the Voice of Reason called.
Yes, the Voice of Reason did check in with us. But, I mean, my point is that, you know, people only are allowed to have these discussions apparently when there's experts on the phone. So I got to get somebody from, you know, Masters and Johnson's or something.
Or what's the Dr. Ruth?
No. No.
Oh, why not Dr. Ruth?
I can't stand her.
Well, she does get annoying after a while. You want to hit her, but.
Yeah, I want to drop kick her. Never mind hit her. Anyway.
Like a punt kick.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, but. It definitely has to be done. Well, then you have to get an expert.
I'll have experts here. I'll have, like I said, I'll be up to my eyeballs in experts next week.
Really?
Yes.
Who's coming?
Oh.
No pun intended.
Thanks. I got to go. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hello, welcome to the air.
I was wondering, maybe you should make a list of the words that you cannot use.
And read them at the beginning of the program.
Yeah, well, obviously you can't do that, but are you allowed to spell obscenities on the air?
No.
How about backwards?
No.
There's got to be some way.
No.
All right, you give them a key at the beginning, and then you tell them acronyms, and you have to unscramble them. Everyone
Isn't it
does
great
that
we're so adult that we can't discuss these things without fear of reprisal? And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. If Bill Clinton gets elected, does that mean he could start getting rid of the current members of the FCC board?
Who the hell are they anyway?
Including the president, Mr. Sykes.
Who are these people? Are they listening?
You know, the FCC commissioner is a political appointee. He's appointed by the president.
Yeah.
And I think it's very possible that when the you know, a new broom sweeps very clean over there, I think it's possible Bill Clinton can get rid of the current head of the FCC.
Is it? Oh, he can. You don't know if it's
maybe
every
we should
4 years?
Maybe we should start petitioning him. No, I think I'm very serious about this.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that on next week's program.
There's a lot to cover, man.
Yeah, I know.
Not
a lot of ground
to talk about.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
It's untamed. It's wild. It's out of control. It's raw power, similar to the Stooges. When the woman falls out of bed and doesn't know where she is. The rapture stuff, when it comes, I'm going to get on a...
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, Chris. What was that guy doing? What was he playing?
I don't know. It was weird. I prefer live discussion.
Hey, Chris, we're getting away from the original question, which was if you had 5 days left, to what would you do? If you knew it was 5 days left to the end of the world, what would you do? Wasn't that the original question?
Yes.
How come nobody's answering the question?
Because this show, like life, goes in a lot of different directions at once. I mean,
Chris,
I only like this show when it's doing that.
Listen, Chris, I want to tell you, if I knew there was 5 days left to the end of the world, I probably would have one-night stands, because I wouldn't give a blank if I got AIDS or anything, you know? It wouldn't be...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, yeah.
I mean, all the women out there, they're the ones spreading AIDS, not the guys. I mean, I got a genital disease from a woman.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I don't want to go into the details.
How's your mother, though? Hello, welcome to the air.
Chris.
Yes.
Yes. Well, if I had the last 5 days left, I'd go to the EV concert tonight, Eternal Vision at Cricket Club in Irvington.
Oh, okay. Sure.
All right.
Yeah, that's
it's
one
it's
thing
it's a good
you
show
can
to
do
go to because he's going to mention it too.
Great.
All right.
Thanks.
Peace.
Hello, welcome to the air.
We have to hang this Sykes guy from the highest telephone pole in the land. I am so sick of this FCC. It's out of hand. You finally struck on a passionate issue.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Well, thanks for calling.
Hey.
That man had something else to add, and I hung up on him. I feel terrible.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah. Do you have my theme music? Hello.
Is the Pope Polish?
I don't know. I think the last one was.
No, this one is, too.
Okay. Yeah, about 5 days to live.
Uh-huh.
Well, turns out that...
Hang on a minute, Jim.
Okay.
Jim, it's not working. What's going on?
Well, hum it.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Let's try this one more time. I don't hear nothing, do you?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It done busted.
It's rebelling.
No, it's moving. It's turning around. Dun, dun.
That's good.
How's that?
That's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, our phone lines
like
now is the cartoonist Jim Ryan.
Yeah. Hey, but I just heard on the news that that the planet only has like, 132 years to live.
Get out of town.
Yeah, there's these scientists at the Harvard Astrophysical Center have just been tracking the course of this big old comet the size of Washington, D.C., which is scheduled to splat against the Earth August 14th, 2126.
Oh, really, huh?
Yeah, and like, this thing is going to be so huge, it's going to, you know, leave a crater like 200 miles wide.
Well, right now, there's people figuring out how to move the Earth out of its path, I'm sure. Or they're figuring out, like, it's just like that science fiction movie I saw with Jason Robards, where he played this guy from the Harvard Astrophysical Laboratory.
Uh-huh.
What they did was they sent nuclear missiles up there.
It might have been Jason Robards who said it. Yeah, go on.
They sent nuclear weapons up there to blow it up. That's what they did. They sent something in it to intercept it. It was called Meteorite, the movie.
Uh-huh.
And they just blew it up so that it turned into billions and billions of tiny, harmless fragments of meteorite.
Well, this being NPR, interviewer asked that question.
Can we blow it up?
Can we blow it up?
And the guy said...
Well, seeing as how comets are affected by non-gravitational phenomenon, we could use something... You know, to try and push it, to try and explode it, or push it in the opposite direction. But we might push it in the wrong direction.
Oh, come on, I'm not talking about pushing, I'm talking about blowing it up.
We might blow it up in the wrong direction.
Hey, they're scientists, how can they say things like might?
They don't know what it would do.
Well, I think it's time to find out.
Well, we'll be all be dead by then anyhow. It's just our kids who have to worry about.
What am I worrying about? We might even just have 5 days left. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim, for
really
bringing us down. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, I think I could give people a primer for next week, the males that will call in for the show.
Uh-huh.
To describe the female orgasm.
Uh-huh.
And trust me, you say, when you are thrusting and you feel the... vaginal walls tightening.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi.
Hi.
5 days left?
5 days.
I would drive up to the Berkshires and sit down with the trees and starve myself so that I will be at one when the end comes.
Okay, great idea.
Why the Berkshires, though, I wonder? Why not some other mountain range closer by? Hello, welcome to the air.
I was just wondering, with this whole rapture and everything, what's the deal with the Antichrist, supposedly? Is that supposed to be, like, around the same time or something?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know about this stuff. You can't ask me. I have no idea.
Because, like, I mean, I grew up with, my father turned into a born-again Christian. He was, like, really nutty with this stuff, and I never understood it. But supposedly, they say the Antichrist is alive now.
Christ.
The Middle Eastern oil dude.
You.
He's
the
like,
power,
you know,
of Christ!
They're
that the power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
The minister went over there
the power of Christ compels you!
And
the power of Christ compels you!
How it all fits in. I never really
understood. The power of Christ compels you!
Just wondering.
The power of Christ compels you!
To happen, supposedly, in terms of...
The power of Christ compels you!
The end.
The power of Christ...
I really couldn't answer that. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ.
Okay, well, I gotta go. Stay tuned for Fabio. We'll be back next week. You already know what the show is about, so don't ask me. I mean next week's show. We'll be right back.
was here to stay. So my love, Catherine, Rita, and me decided to take a last walk through the noise to the sea. Not to die, but to be reborn away from land so battered and torn. Say, can you see it's really such a mess? Every inch of earth is a fighting mess. Giant pencil and lipstick tube-shaped flames continue to rain and cause screaming pain. And the Arctic stains from silver blue to bloody red as our feet find the sand and the sea. It's straight ahead.
King of Giant Land. Ho, ho! Come along and we'll have some fun. Fi-fo! Party time in Giant Land. Ho, ho! I'm a friend, come along, come along. Ho, fum! There'll be fun for everyone. Ho, ho! In the land of Giant Man.